Correct. Okay. Perek Beis Halacha Hey. Okay. Ha'orez va'dochen. Orez is rice. Dochen is millet. Ba'pragin poppy seeds. Ba'asum simin sesame seeds. She'ishvishal in Rosh Hashanah. As long as they took root before Rosh Hashanah, misrasin l'sha'ovar, then they umaisa them as if they grew in the sixth year, even though the majority of their growth is in the seventh year. Since they took root in the sixth year, they're considered to be sixth year crop. And with Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to cultivate them during Shemitah, because Shemitah doesn't apply to them since they already took root before Shemitah. Being loved, if not, asur mishpis, now let's cultivate them, and of course they have the sanctity of Shemitah. And if it's another year, as opposed to the Shemitah year, then the maestros follow whatever the subsequent year is. In other words, it all depends on the year in which they took root in the ground. Okay, let's skip down to the Gemara. Okay. Again, I'm following the Kavanaki system in which he divides up the halachos depending on the topics. Okay, Amar Rabbi Bar. Rabbi Bar said, "Bitfuo bepeiros." You see in the Gemara itself? Where the Gemara starts.
Must be a header.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you have bepeiros? How's your Gemara start? What? Amar. You have a header?
Fourth wide line. There is a header.
Yeah, what's your header? Haorez va'dochan, va'pragin, etc. Okay, after the header? I'm Rabbi Bar, do you have that?
Peros. Doesn't say
Amar
Rabbi.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, cool. Okay, here I have Amar Rabbi Bar, b'tvua u'peros. You have u'peros, right? Hochu b'hen achar shlish. They go after the third, a growth of the third. Okay? Borez v'chulei in rice, etc. Achar hashrosha, you follow when it takes root. Uveyerek, and after the by vegetables b'shasikotzi, go at the time it gathers. Now this is a very important halacha, and this is a summary of it. And now we're going to discuss it. The three types of dates which can determine what year of a product, produce, is affiliated with. There's when it takes root. There's when it's harvested. And there's when it's a third grown. Now, by trees, we're also going to discuss there's a concept of chanota, but that's not discussed here, okay? Here we just say that there's a third, and that's by tfua and by peros, by grain and by fruits. By seeds, it goes after when they take root. And seeds don't just mean, you know, sunflower seeds, but poppy seeds and sesame seeds and rice is also a seed, and millet is a seed, okay? All those seeds go after taking root. Ubiyarek, by vegetables, it goes after when they're collected, okay? So do we have those three things down, Pat? By grain and fruit, it's a third. By seeds, it's when it takes root. And by vegetables, it's when it's collected, okay? And this will be a recurring theme. It won't comes up very, very often. How do we know that?
So they did all these before
Shemitah. Before Shemitah begins, even if they're growing for months into Shemitah, they're not Shemitah fruit. And you can cultivate them and take care of them, and they're not, and they don't have the kedusha of Shemitah, right? Right. But it works on the other end too. Shemitah exiting into seventh year, exiting in the eighth year. So if they took root before Rosh Hashanah, so of course they're Shemitah fruit, right? So, how do we know that they went by grain and by fruit after a third of its growth? The chesiv, as it says, Chag HaSukkos Ta'ascha, Ta'asel L'cha, you should make the yontav of Sukkos, Ba'as B'cha, when you gather mi garnacha, from your silo, Umik V'cha, and from your wine press. Now that means, this is amazing, Jerusha, mi garnacha, that which is from your wine, your silo, but lo ko garnacha, not fully from your silo, meaning something which is partially developed, not fully developed, meaning something which has grown a third, which is the bare minimum and has to grow in order to be edible, and not even if it's not fully developed. Okay? Do you get that, Jerusha? Mi yikvecha, that which is from your wine press, below koyik vech, even though it's not fully from your wine press. So that's more of the logical question. If that's the case, if it's even partially out to feel pachas mishlish, even if it's grown less than a third, it's still mi garnacha, it's still mi yikvecha. Rabbi Zira says the drosha gets wilder. Kosovitz says, Aser Taser is kol tvua sarecha. You should take mitzvah from all of the grain of your seed. Davashu nitzmach v'nizra v'nitzmach ha-matzmiach has to be a seed which, if replanted, will grow again. How mature is that? That's the third growth. Yatzapachos mishlish, if you take a seed which has not yet grown a third of its growth, and you attempt to replant it, she'enu nizra matzmiach, it's not going to grow a new plant. Okay? Me'ato asks Gemara, okay, fine, you know what? Shlish harishon l'shavar. Let's say the first of the growth follows the prior year. Ushlish hasheni, let's say the second third of the growth follows the subsequent year. Let's divide the fruits in thirds. Let's say the first third which grew in the sixth year is shishis. The second third which grew in the seventh year is shvius. Right? Why don't we say that? And each fruit will be a hybrid of, you know, a conglomerate entity of shvius, of shishis and shvius.
Yeah, well, what do you do? You cut them up.
Yeah.
How can you cut it up?
You can't even cut it up.
The thirds are
Right. Okay, obviously this is a half a minute we have to shoot down. The question is how we shoot it down. Okay? Me'ato shlish harishon shavar shlish sheni l'la'abo om Rabbi Yochan nilma mi'chag ha'sukos. Here we learn out from Sukkos. Ma'chag ha'sukos l'la'abo. Chag ha'sukos is of the eighth year. Let's say we're talking about chag ha'sukos of the eighth year. Chag HaSukkah, this is Parshas HaShavua, that happens to be. Sukkot happens on the eighth year, right? But yet in the last, in the second class mitzvah of the Torah, it says that calls the Sukkot the seventh year. What's the second class mitzvah of the Torah? I think it's the second last mitzvah. It might be 611. I think it's 612. Last mitzvah is to write a Sefer Torah. What's the second class mitzvah? Hakel. And it says that it's the sukkah of the 17 sukkahs. Right, but it says they're shemitah. And everybody gathers in Yerushalayim. It says there. Yeah, in after V, in Vayelech, which is really in this week's parsha Chamishi. Vayitzah Moshe suddenly more miketz sheva shonim b'moed shnas hashmita b'chag ha'sukos b'vokai sholeos b'spnei Hashem l'kecho mokom ha'jir sheivchar etc. Hakel esom. So Hakel is in the sukkos of the eighth year. At the end of Shemitah year, it's called the seventh year, right? Because it's after the seventh year, right? It's the end, right? So we're darshening that. Machag sukkos lahabo. It's in the eighth year, but malach bo lo shavar. But nonetheless, it's affiliated with the year before. Hafelu sowed so to these crops. Lahabo. Even though the majority of them is growing in the seventh year, but mahalech mahen shavar, you attribute them to the sixth year. That's a parallel to sukkos in the pasuk where they're learning over here. Isn't that an amazing thing? What? It's obviously not pretty strict at all, is it? But that's what it says here. Okay? Even though they're growing mostly in the seventh year, you affiliate them with the sixth year. So if you're following a third, why don't you follow a third also by rice and by millet? Why do there you go by taking root? It's hard to tell when it grows a third. Because it matures at various different rates, the rice and the millet, the way it grows, it's hard to tell. So says the Gemara, so what? The rabbi says, Ravuna Barchia, so let it be hard. Big deal. Torah's not easy. So why? You won't know how to meiser or what to do. For Tani Tzover is Gornel Lusoka, we have a principle later on, which is that whenever you have a crop which comes from 2 years, of course, now you have to take the Meiser from 1 year or another year, there's no rollover, right? So you have a crop which comes from both years, how do you take off Meisers? So it says, Tzover is Gornel Lusoka, you mix the whole thing together well, literally means you put it, you gather the whole sorrow together. Benimtza mizaro, mimaisa mizaro yarko miyarko alzaro. And you're going to be mitzvah from the seed on the vegetable and on the vegetable on the seed. Now that's lav dafka. It means you're going to be mitzvah. It's really mizera al zera miyarka. It means we say that they're going to be properly mixed, and whatever shovelful you take off is going to be a proper ratio to the rest of the mixture. And you'll be able to take off the mitzvah for the 2 years from whatever you pick up. Or the mitzvah, as we're going to see later on, from the zera in your shovel. On the zera in the pile, and the mitzvah from the yerek in your shovel on the yerek on your pile. So to here, let's say, so, PTO, so by rice and my millet, it's hard to determine. So what? So let it be hard. So don't determine. So when you have an issue, mix them together and give them the status of both in proportion. Okay? That's Mar's kasha. And the Mar doesn't really good answer it well. The Mar is going to try a couple answers, but ultimately the Mar is not going to have a good answer on this. Let's try the first answer. I'm Rabbi Yisrael. He said, Kima Huna Bar Chama. Huna Bar Chama sustained the issue, in other words, he resolved the question. Rabbi Yair Amar Kima Huna Bar Shmuel. Then Huna Bar Shmuel resolved the question. Ksiv, it says, Aser Ta Aser, take mitzvahs. Et kol tvo aserecho, all the crop of your seed. Hayote Aser Shad Eshad Eshad, which goes out to the field year by year. Meiser Echad at Meiser Bishona Achas. You can only meiser that one meiser per year. Viat meiser shnei meisers b'shanachas, not 2 meisers per year. And again, if you go after a third by millet and by rice, so you're going to have 2 years mixed into each other because they don't get to a third at the same rate. Now we see here xeris hakos of meiser echad, not 2 meisers. Says Gemara, I don't buy that either. Rashi when they ask the kasha on that, harei pulamitzu shushnei meisers b'shanachas. Pulamitu, Egyptian legumes, which is the issue we're going to discuss later on, where you have 2 mices in 1 year. The Tanya, we learned that Nishkeferlach, what he do is, Soyva is going to Lusokhi, mix everything together, Benitza mice and Mizara, Yakum, Yarko, Zaro, and your mice in proportion, everything you're supposed to do. So big deals from 2 years, as long as everything's proportioned, what do we care? Okay? Again, the Gemara tries to give another answer. Hello, I'm Rabbi Zir rather wanted to answer, Ksiv, it says, Sheshanim tizrasa dech. It says 6 years you should plant your field vasafta. Now we learn out. It says there vasaftos tuasa ubashviis tish metenon tashda. It says in the 6 years you should gather, and the 7th you should leave it. But we dash into the juxtaposition. We say that means sheshanim tizrasa dech vasafta et tvuasa bashviis unetashda etc. In other words, you put the comma in a different place. I would say that you can gather in Shemitah as well. Something, there are certain things which grow, which you can gather during Shemitah. The time we learn concerning this, Shisha is right, in a 7-year cycle, you get 6 plantings, but Shisha have saved him in 6 gatherings. The low Shisha is right, not 6 plantings, but Shiva has saved him at 7 gatherings. Meaning what? Vam Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, B'shita leis anoya chlin kaimia ela b'shiva. We can't go after, if we followed a third of the growth, we couldn't even get 6, right? Why couldn't we ever get 6? Because we'd have a problem. If you followed a third, you followed a third of its growth as opposed to when it takes root, how many crops did you get in 7 years? I'll give you hints. I read the answer. I mean, I read how many it is. How many crops do you get in 6 years? 7. Why do you get 7? Because both the crop going into Shemitah and the crop going out of Shemitah are mixed, right? Because each one of those crops has got a mixture of stuff which respectively grew a third before Shemitah and grew a third after Shemitah, right? Because every single crop of yours is going to follow third. Every single crop you harvest is going to be a mixed crop. So in 6 years, you're not just going to get 6. You're going to get 7. That's right. Right. Okay. You're going to get 7? Elokini. How's it going to work out that you get 6? How's it going to work out that you get exactly 6? Elokini. Shisha. Only this way, she's destroying me, she shows us safe in 6 plantings and 6 gatherings. Well, when I allocated this way, it has to be six gatherings and six plantings and six gatherings. V'lo shisha zarin v'chamisha sefin. And it can't be the other way around either. Because what would be the other alternative would be to say that there are only five. Or do we machmir and say, well, we're not going to take either of them, right? But that would leave you stuck also, right? Because then we said in the Zlosha, six gatherings and six plantings and six gatherings. So, and if you're in a situation where you either take from both or leave both, and it's not going to be six, it's either going to be seven or five, right? So says the Gemara, must be, now the Gemara doesn't say it explicitly, it must be rather that one of these I can take. And which is that? The one which goes into Shemitah. That's why I have the drasha, Vasavta Bashvias, right? They should collect on Shemitah. And why can I take that one? Because I follow Ashrasha. I follow when it takes roots. That's why I can take that one, because it took root during the sixth year and not during the seventh year. And the next one, of course, I cannot take because it took root during the seventh year. Okay, so that's how I get six out of six. Ask the Gemara on the same kasha we had before.
Let me just see. I don't know. Yeah, no, that's why I have two. But I forgot what the question here is.
So ask more a rape pool meets you through Shisha's loin. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, this question. All right. It says more your drasha must be faulty. We want to shoot down your drasha. You know why? Because Egyptian legumes, we learn later on, through Shisha's loin, Chamisha Asafin. We're going to learn later on that the Guma do get mixed in. And that's why, I mean, we already learned this before, a couple of times already, that by Egyptian legumes, because of the weight of rate of growth, they do cross over from year to year on the same crop. And there, we got a problem, because according to you, there's no such crop in the world in which we can do six plantings and five gatherings. Yet by Pula Mitzri there is. So what are you going to do with Pula Mitzri? The tiny where we learn, it's service, Garno Lusoho, where seeds get mixed together when it grows, so you have to mix everything together in one. And you have to, assume that you're going to do it proportionally. But as it may, there's a case where you have five and six plantings and five gatherings, and there's no reconciliation of the psukim with that case at all. Okay? So the Gemara just leaves the sugya and never answers the question. We never have any satisfactory answer as to how we know definitively that by rice and millet we follow the time when it takes root and not the time when it brings a third. No, I don't know why they don't bother saying that. You would expect that, yeah. Easy out, yeah. I don't know. How do we know that by vegetables you follow the time it's collected? The Tanya Rabbi Yosef Glili says, from your silo and from your wine press. Magir v'yekev sheim chayim b'mei ha'shona shavra. Gorin v'yekev. They are sustained by the previous year's fruit water. Whenever they're first planted and they will go through a rainy season, they'll continue to grow on the basis of that water. You can't harvest them in the middle of the year and then expect the new crop to grow. It doesn't work. They go by the previous year's waters, whatever water they receive when they start initially growing. So too, that's true about any crop which is contingent on the water which comes immediately after it is planted. Veilu, however, vegetables, since you can harvest them and irrigate the field and grow more. In other words, they're not necessarily cyclical based on when the rainy season was. You can always introduce to them more water and grow new ones. So at Mahalach ben Labot, they must not follow the same parameters. What parameters do they default to? They default to, instead of Shlish, or instead of Hashrasha, they default to when they are collected. Okay?
I just don't see what's in here that says irrigation. The Meishan Haba, to me, implies that it could be rainfall from... it could be... that itself would be gathering.
You're right. It doesn't say irrigation here. So how do you want to learn the Gemara? Yeah.
It means the rainfall that's going to occur.
Yeah, but the reason why I mentioned irrigation was that helped me to understand what the difference between that and the regular grains are. I might be wrong, but that's the way I understood the difference. In other words, that by fruit and grain, then you can grow two crops in a year. But here it says you can grow two crops in a year. So how do you grow two crops a year in Israel? There's only one rainy season, right? So my assumption is that you grow two crops in a year because of the irrigation. Could be I'm wrong, though. Am I making sense, at least, on my own terms?
Yeah, no, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Yes, I don't know if that's what the Gemara means. Okay? But that was my assumption, again, because I'm not sure otherwise how you get two crops in one year.
Well, the Gemara eventually talked about that strongly, right?
I don't know if they'll talk about it in Shemitah, but you're right. Esrogim is a big manifestation of this. That's right. I don't know if it's going to talk about it here in Shemitah. No, it doesn't. Sukkah. But I don't know if it does about here. Yeah. Hey, Sinun. They asked Kasha Repula Mitzri. Zorilazer Misasu Shalavar. It says, I don't buy that. You know why? What about our old friend, the Egyptian legumes? Zorilazer, if you plant it for seeds, then you're saying Misasha Shrover goes by the previous year. Zorla Yerek, if you plant it to be a vegetable, we know this is fact. The plant of a seed, it goes by the previous year, by the time of Ashrosha. Zorla Yerek, or a time of heavy shlish. Zorla Yerek, you plant it as a vegetable, Misasha Shrover goes after time it's collected. But if you're going to say it's going by how it absorbs the waters, Fikisma Biode, is the Pula Mitri a magic plant? Was it a warlock? Zara Lazaro Chaimi Me Ashona Shavra or does the Pula Mitzri go through the thought process and its little brain? Oh, they planted me Lazera. I'm going to go by the previous year's water through Shalom. He was into sarcasm.
That exact same point on Pula Mitzri and Klayim.
Did we have this?
Yes. I don't remember. The difference was the distinction made with intention. What the intention was when you plant for seeds.
Oh yeah, that we did have, right. There's a difference between planting and planting for seeds or planting.
Yeah.
That's correct. Right. That's fine.
The Gemara didn't say, didn't add there.
Yeah, but here we're saying that what you're saying, the definition is based on waters, though. So I was saying that doesn't hold water. Why? Because Zorli Yerek Uchaimi Me'ashana above, you plant as a vegetable, knows to take from next year's waters as well. In other words, how is it going to know the difference? And of course, the Gemara does not answer the question. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer. Where we left off in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, Pula Miti Shazor Lazera. Here it is. This same thing as you mentioned in Kilayim. Pula Mitzu, which is planted Lazera, which is planted as a seed, bitchila to begin with, kayetzibot. It follows, of course, like we learned by rights, it follows the principle of Ashrasha. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Afunim agabunim. Thick or coarse peas have the same aloha as well as following roots. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Afunim agamunim shetom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Not only do they have to take root, but they also have to get their pods. Without a pod, they're not considered to be affiliated with the sixth year. Let's go to the Gemara where we just were. I'm Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda. Do you have a header there too?
No, it starts off with Mao Tarmilo, Abdin Kankulin, Rabbi Bar Zavda.
Okay, so he took out those five words. Mao Tarmilo. I wonder why he took them out. He has them later on, that I can tell you. I don't know why he doesn't have them here. I don't know. In any event,
there is a head of
Rav Shimon Shazuri on it. Yeah. All right, be there as it may. I'm Rabbi Abba Zavda. Do you have that? Do you have Rabbi Abba Zavda?
Yeah.
Do you have him?
Yeah.
Okay. That Egyptian legumes planted for vegetables to be seeds, they are considered to follow Hashrosha. Now I should point out that it seems that the seed, this is like snow peas. That if it's eaten as a vegetable, then you eat the pod. If it's planted for Zerah, then you use the peas. Okay? So it's a very similar to what we call snow peas nowadays, or pea pods. Yes. Yeah. You know, no, you're right. It's a good point. Really, we very rarely quote Rabbi Shimon Lager to establish halacha. Yeah, it was just Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar. But Yerushalmi, all bets are off. I don't know. Questions: how often appears in Yerushalmi? So if we pay attention from now on, maybe we'll see that. Maybe it is a rarity. I don't know. I'm Rabbi Yossi. By the way, once you say that, it's totally off at attention. Completely off at attention. Nothing to do with what we're about to learn. But I've started noticing recently. In the Bavli mostly, that there are a lot of quotes by Rabbi Yochanan and the name Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And I'm wondering how the heck did that happen? Rabbi Yochanan never saw Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan was long dead and buried before Rabbi Yochanan came on the scene. Yet there are quotes very often named Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the Gemara. I don't know, it was long, but he was dead and buried before Rabbi Yochanan. So I'm wondering how that happened. All right, next time you say to see that happen, you wonder. Rabbi Yochanan is now known for his mysticism. No, at least as far as I know, he's not. All right, be as it may, I'm Rabbi Yossi, you heard Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Shreibsi, the Tzruka, Rabbi Elezer Paskin for Rabbi Shreibsi of Tzruka, I guess it's somebody's name, called Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri as well. Okay, Sheish Midos Amrachoy before Mitzri. There are six parameters which Chazal said by Pula Mitzri. Now, they're somewhat confusing unless you put the Kavanaki does at the end. He summarizes them, but we'll go through them and then we'll summarize what they are at the end. Zara Lazera, if you planted it for the pot, for the peas, not for the pods, right? Then Misasa Lashavar, it goes by the time when it took root, right? That's called Lashavar. And the vegetables, he points out, the Kavanaki, the vegetables in it, the pods, are exempt from Meiser, because they're bato, because you deprived them of their significance when you chose to plant it as a seed as opposed to as a produce. It's a tofa, right. Zorli Yerek, vice versa, Misasa Labo. Then you master it as a time of Lakita. And of course, the Zera is exempt from Meiser. Zara Lazara Lyric, let's say you want both the peas and the pods. Osha Zara Lazara, you originally planted for the peas. The Choshev of Lyric, and then you change your mind, want for the pods. Meiser Mizaro al Yarko, Umi Yarko al Zaro. You can Meiser, in that case, from the Zera on the Yarek, and from the Yarek on the Zera. You know what? Because in that case, since you want both, it all becomes like one min. It all becomes one thing. It can even be Meiser from the Zera on the Yerek and the Yerek on the Zera. Now, it's talking about a case where both it became a third grown before Rosh Hashanah and you gathered before Rosh Hashanah. So the Hevi Shlish and the Ashrasha and the Lakita were in the same year. If the Ashrosh and Lakita were not in the same year, then of course you'd have a problem, because you couldn't say that you both are affiliated the same year and have the same parameters. Okay? Says the Gemara, and that's what we're about to say. Ukshalika livne Rosh Hashanah. That's if you gather before Rosh Hashanah, so everything is affiliated with the same year. Avalika l'achar Rosh Hashanah. If you gather it after Rosh Hashanah, Zaro, the seeds, Misasa Lushava, they go out the previous year. Yarko misaser, whereas the vegetables follow b'shas l'kitos asuro, they go after the time that you gather. Ukshevi shishka, that's And that's also Kshevi Shlishit Ner Rosh Hashanah, when it became a third grown before Rosh Hashanah. Avalimei Vishlish Lacha Rosh Hashanah, but it became more than a third grown after Rosh Hashanah. Then both the seed and the vegetable follow the following year, whatever the following year is, of the 7-year cycle. Now, Zoro Lazero, you planted originally for seeds, which is somewhat of an aberration. And therefore, Chishav Avliyarek, if you change your mind and make it a vegetable, Boinli De Machshava, they come to that which he thought. Meaning that now they have the status of vegetable. However, vice versa, says Arlier, you planted it as a vegetable, and then you changed your mind and thought of it as a seed. It doesn't achieve the status of a seed. Elohim Cain, unless monami manu, you curtail from it, sholosh murbios, 3 irrigations. Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. In other words, since the default assumption is that it is a vegetable, to make it a zera, not only do you have to intend to make it a zera, but you also have to deprive it of water. Because water is given when you want it to grow into full-grown fruit, whereas it's taken away when you want it just to be a seed. Ve'vi shlishit ner Rosh Hashanah, this is also true only if it, of course, brought a third before Rosh Hashanah. Avlim ve'vi shlish l'acha Rosh Hashanah, but if it grew a third of its growth after Rosh Hashanah, afilu mora mimenu sholosh murbios, even if you curtail from it 3 irrigations, nonetheless, it's considered to be a vegetable. Now, I guess my assumption is that by then it's too late. In other words, you can't change your mind as to what its status is after Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Says the Mar of Afilu, Lomana Manor Shalosh Mirios. Now, even though it says Afilu, which means even, that's not necessarily what we're talking about here. Rather, what happens if you didn't deprive it of 3 waterings? But to begin with, you planted it for the purpose of seed. They all got their pods before Rosh Hashanah. Then, in that case, the zera is independent, and it gets Meister's previous year, Piyarko, but it's vegetables, which are significant to you clearly, because you watered it, so the watering in and of itself gives the vegetable part significance, that follows Shasikot, so that follows whatever year it is gathered. Miktsas also ktsatsin gemurin. Miktsasa losa. What a part of the crop had pods before Shoshana part of it did not. And this is the case where they said, he makes all the pods and all the pieces together very well, and then he takes shovelfuls and he assumes they're proportionate, which of course you said is lavdafko, rather means that you're zorea, you're meiser from your zera and your zera from your yerek on your yerek. Okay? Do you want to know the 6 meters outside? Is this your dying curiosity? You know what they are?
Yes.
Okay. If you plant Lazera, then it goes after the previous year, and the vegetables are exempt altogether from Meiser. That's one. If you plant it as vegetable, then you go after the year in which it's gathered, and the Zera part is exempt from Meiser altogether. That's two. If you plant for both Zera and Yerek, and it became both the third grown, and you collect harvested, you gather before Rosh Hashanah, so then everybody agrees it's be affiliated with the prior year. If it grew a third before Rosh Hashanah and then was gathered after Rosh Hashanah, so the seeds follow the previous year, whereas the vegetables follow the subsequent year. If it became a third grown after Rosh Hashanah, then both the seeds and vegetables follow the subsequent year. That's 5. Finally, the 6th principle, if you planted it for seed and you didn't curtail from it 3 waterings, and it also got its pods before Rosh Hashanah, then for sure you have both seeds and vegetables in this pool of mitzri, and you have to mix it very well before you take off mitzri. Okay? Those 6 mitzvos. Tani, we learned, Rav Dimi Dimin Chaifa. Rav Dimi from Chaifa said, Vafi lo asa kotsu.
He argues what we said just now. He says, I feel also cool and good to sing Gemara with Nei Rosh Hashanah, even if not all of them developed their positive Rosh Hashanah. Zahra Misasa Lashavar, the Seraph was the previous year in which it grew a third. Fiyako Misasa Bishaslikito, so one of the vegetables fall, the subsequent in which it's gathered. Rabbi Asa said, Fushevi Shlish Chisham Bimachsheva Zera. That's when it grew a third. You already intended to raise it as seed. But if you already started watering it and growing it as a vegetable, is it possible to say that you're going to do the vegetable, the seed part based on the previous year and the vegetable part based on the next year? How can you say that? So says the Gemara, the Tamar Tzover, Tzgarno Letocho, the Nimtza Meiser Mizara Yarko Miyarko Zaro. This is really part and parcel of the question. In that case, can you say that you're going to mix it very well, and Meiser from the Zera on the Yerek and from the Yerek on the Zera? I forgot what's the problem with this. Oh, obviously. Okay. Here it's exempt from, the Zera is exempt altogether in this case. Why is the Zera exempt altogether in this case? Because the original intent was to grow it as vegetable. Look, go back three lines. If the first third grew as vegetables, that's it, you can't change your mind. Because what determines whether it's going to be a Zera or Yerek? Well, your pattern of watering it during the time when it's growing the first third. If you don't water it, then it's seeds. If you do water it, it's vegetables. And once you reach the point of the third watering and didn't curtail it, you reach the point of no return. And therefore, it can never have the status of Zeroyim. It can only have the status in that case of Yerek. Okay? Says more further. Tanya, we learned. Zara Lazara Lifnei Rosh Hashanah Shal Shnei Shvius. You planted as seed before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, and Shemitah came in. Bein Zara Ben Yarko Mutar. Since you planted it as seed, so even the Yerek, which normally follows gathering, is not an issue here, right? And therefore, it's all considered to be of the sixth year, because your intent was to have the whole plant to be a Zera. High in the end, you might use some of the pods as vegetables, but they're tofel to the primary part of the plant, and therefore it's sixth year stuff. What happens if you planted it as a vegetable for Rosh Hashanah Shemitah, and then Nichnas Shemitah, then Migos Shvius, and Shemitah comes in? Of course, in that case, Ben Yarko, Ben Zara, Ben Yarko, so everything is forbidden. Because then you follow the gathering, the gathering is during Shemitah. Zorah Lezerah Yarek, you intended both. V'livnei Rosh Hashanah Shemitah, and you planted before Rosh Hashanah Shemitah, V'nichnas Shemitah, and Shemitah came in. Pshita, the Zara Mutter, it's obvious that the Zara is Mutter. Yakoma, what about the vegetables? Tani Reb Chi, also Reb Chi said the vegetables are Osir. Tani Reb Chalafta Ben Shmua Mutter, it's permissible. Madam Mutter, he says it's Mutter, says it's Vartoral, it's Mutter. Why? Because you curtail the water. Otherwise, it couldn't have been Zara. So there, it's really Zara, it's not vegetables. Obviously, it's Mutter, because it took, grew a third during the prior year. He says it's forbidding. No, why? Not me, the right. So, because people don't know. They think it's a regular vegetable. They don't understand that it's a, they don't understand that it's really a Zera. They see weeding the pods. They think you're a Mechalo Shemitah, right?
Well, presumably, if you're not watering, I can't imagine that.
It might not taste so good. It's not going to be the way that I look. Right. Nonetheless. Rabbi Simon Bar Zvida, boy, come here, Rabbi Asa. Rabbi Simon Bar Zvida asked Rabbi Asa, if that's the case, you shouldn't be allowed to eat and feed it to your animal. Because we know that human food cannot be eaten by animals during Shemitah. It's forbidden. So if that's the case, you shouldn't be allowed to eat it, feed it to your animal. No, people do feed it their animal. So he said, you're right. And lo yitain lo livnov, lo lishluchi, you can't give it to your son, to your agent. Lo yilokit omri, you're not allowed to gather it regularly, like as you would a regular crop, because everybody assumes it's Shemitah crop, even though it's not really. Rabbi Yossi Barbun said, what's the way in which you're allowed to gather the pea pods? Im nekra gomeh, if you uproot the branch when you gather them. Mutter is permissible. Why? Because nobody, that's not the normal way of gathering. People are not going to think you're gathering it as a regular crop. However, even Korin Manimar says it's also to gather the vegetables normally. If you're gathering them as seeds, and there were some vegetables there attached, mutter is permissible. Says the Gemara, getting back to the issue of Marisayin, that which Marisayin is also is Kadochad Barnash. It's like a certain individual who harvested his Pula Mitzri, which during Shemitah, it had grown a third before Shemitah, Altoin Eser Mitzrin Delubi. He took a load of 10 Libyan donkeys of Maisa, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Maisa from his crop to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amarlein, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Tov, sit back in your place. Lo Savi came, don't do that. Below Silko, never collect Elitzurka Lissa enough for a small pot. Because if you collect a large amount, there's going to be Maris sign issues. People are think you collected it as vegetables, and that's prohibited. Okay? So you plant the Lazara, so everything is also. Because by definition, in that case, it's Fal Shemitah. Zorliyark the Negosh Hashanah Shmiyis. Now, you're not allowed to do this, by the way, because you're not allowed to plant during Shemitah. But you plant it as a vegetable during Shemitah, and it went out into the 8th year. V'nichlas HaShemitah, Ben Zara Ben Yonkar Mutter. It's permissible. Why? Because it's affiliated with the 8th year. You plant it for both. Leave the Rosh Hashanah Shmiyis. Before the Shana, the 8th year. V'nichlas HaShemitah, and the 8th year came in. Zara also v'yarkom mutter, so then the zera is also because that follows the time when it's a third grown, and the yarek, the vegetable part, is mutter. Rabbi Lozer Omer, Lozer says, Afunima gamlani gamuni shatermelu. These coarse peas, when they get their pods. Mao tarmelu, what's the pods? Abdun kankolin. Those are the pods, you know what I mean? Omer, we learned our Rishim and Gamliel. Lo nechluku beisham b'tzil. Now, we didn't have beisham b'tzil, but Rishim Gamliel says, Zol stuvisin. Although Rabbi Shimon Gamliel probably didn't know Yiddish. He said, you should know. He said... My brother has this joke. I think I told him, but I don't think I ever told your presence. He says that the Chassidim who say, they'd say in the Bracha Achrona. So Shiloh went to say Al Michya at the end. So some rabbi, I forgot who, think of Choshev one who said that when you come down, when you come, since the suffix, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Al Oretz V'Al Michya V'Al Kakola Zok Mir Nisht. So my brother said, well, you know, can imagine that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from our Sinai to the Jewish people, he said, guys, when he say a bracha achrona, say al michi v'al kakola zok mir nish. So they asked him, Rebbe, what does it mean? So he said, I don't know, just say it anyway. Okay. So that's the word further. Our Rishon Gamliel said, lo nechluku beis shamai and beis hillel. Ala Gomor Lishavar. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel never argued. Until now, just now? Is this whole Gemara not in your Gilsi?
No.
Are you up to a Mishnah now?
Yeah, I'm up to a Mishnah.
What's immediately after the Mishnah?
It says
B'Tzalim
has
threesome.
Yeah.
That's immediately after the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. This is a whole passage here which you don't have in your Gemaras.
Okay,
that's right. Okay? So I'll just read you what it says. Tanei Rav Shimon Gamliel lo nechlu b'sham b'sil ha'gomor l'shavar.
This is before the Mishnah?
Yeah. B'sham b'sil never argued on that which is completed. In other words, that it's got its pots and it's affiliated with the previous year. But some of that which is still grass, it doesn't have pods yet. The shor lost the level that it's the following years. Amal nechlo, what are they arguing? Al hatarmil, on the pot itself. What is the pod considered to be? So Beis Shammai says that it goes per the previous years, by previous year. By Beis Hillel Omrim Lo Asid Lavo. Beis Hillel says that the pot is on the subsequent year, meaning
that the pot is not a determining factor, according to Beis Hillel, by these snopes, unlike our Mishnah, which said it is. Beis Hillel says it's not a determining factor. Rather, the sole and exclusive determining factor is the is when it's collected. So when gomer, according to Beis Hillel, means not just gomer that has a tarmil, but gomer means completely finished. So you follow, he holds you follow, not the when it gets the pot, but when it is fully complete. Okay, next Mishnah, halacha vav. Bitzalim, what's the problem with these bladders? They're so long. Bitzalim asrisim. Bitzalim asrisim. Yeah, we've been at it for a long time. We only did one blot. Bitzalim asrisim. You have onions which are castrated, meaning they don't grow seeds. Now, I was not in the impression that onions ever have seeds. My impression is that onions grow from bulbs.
That's right.
Yeah, so I don't know what it means exactly, but it means seedless onions.
Maybe the bulb is a seed?
No. I don't know. It doesn't sound, I don't know. Okay? Upula mitzri and the Egyptian legume, our old pal. Shemona me maim shlosh milov ne Rosh Hashanah. If you curtailed water from them 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, then they're seeds. Even the onion is considered then to be a seed. Misasim shavar, and it's mitzvah by the previous year, which are mishvis, and it's permitted during Shemitah. Vimlav, and if not, if you gave it water, then that made a vegetable. Asur mishvis, they are prohibited during Shemitah, misasim shonaba, and the mitzvah follows the following year. Vishalbal, now, if this is, if it's not a field which is, the first mishvah is talking about an irrigated field. However, a field which grows from rainwater, so then you have to make sure that it gets no water for somehow, I don't know, make sure, I guess it's an act of God, but it doesn't get water for two periods, which is, we don't know exactly what a period is, but I don't know, whatever it is. Divrei Meir Chachamim, Sholosh Chachamim said it has to go three periods without water. Yeah. So I don't know. The way he says on the bottom of the Kapanoki is that when it's grain, it gets only rainwater. But when it's Egyptian, when it's legumes and such like, then they do have to irrigate it a little bit. So that field that goes by three periods of the irrigation, or two periods of irrigation, depending on where the order may come, and they knew exactly what this was referring to, even though we don't. Okay, Ma'ob Tzolimas reason. What are the castrated onions? Ilin Butzlaya Kufraya, these are the village onions, the hick onions. Flavins, they don't have any seeds. Which means that other onions do have seeds. Don't ask me. Right, which means there are onions which do have seeds. Okay? Mayim Shloshim Yom. What do we know? Once you curtailed water from them 30 days for Rosh Hashanah, it's no longer considered to be an irrigated field, it's considered to be like a biofield, and it's considered to be affiliated with the Zera, and it's filled with the previous year. Rabbi Yonah has a very long, douche question. Can it become Zera retroactively, or Mikano Lahaba? Only subsequent to the 30 days. What's the difference? Who cares? So it says more acute distinction. During those 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, you gathered some. Right? Item l'mafreu nasezera ma'aser mizelzeh. If you're going to say that it was a zera retroactively, even within the 30 days, then they're all subject to the same ma'asers. However, in Tamar Rikanalavi, you're going to say it only becomes a zera after it's been out there and drying in the sun for 30 days without being watered. Ain't no ma'aser mizelzeh. Then, ironically enough, the stuff which is out there now in the field is zera, and that's considered to be for the previous year. But the stuff which you plucked, right? Even though you plucked it, I really have to design the case a little bit better. The case is like this. We're not talking about during Shemitah. We're talking about regular year, right? And because we're talking about Meister Mizal Zed. So it's regular year from 5th to 6th, or 6th to 7th, or 2nd to 3rd, right? So if you're going to say it becomes there retroactively, so even stuff plucked during the 30 days can be used as miser on the stuff which was plucked after 30 days. But if you say it's not going, if you're going to say it's Nazir becomes there retroactively, so the stuff foul plucked before the 30 days were up, that's considered foul Lakita. And really, go after next year. But it's the stuff which plucked after 30 days, that's Zerah, and that retroactive, that real works after previous year. Unless you say, if you dry it for 30 days retroactively, the whole thing becomes there, and therefore all of it is affiliated with the previous year. Okay? The thing is, the stuff which is collected before 30 days, he points out, it's exempt from Mises altogether. Because it was never Zera nor Yerik, it was plucked too early. It was plucked too early. Yeah, I don't know why that should be. That's what he said, it was plucked too early, so it wasn't fully formed as a Yerik. Yet a Zerah wasn't either, because in order to be a Zerah, it has to have grown 30 days without water. So it was plucked in limbo, and since it was plucked in limbo, it has neither status. That's essentially what he's saying. Okay? It doesn't have status neither of a Zerah nor of a Yerik. All right. New Mishnah. Are they waiting outside, the women? Are they downstairs? Sterile onions? Nobody out there? Okay. Yeah. Adluin. Halacha Zayin. Adluin Shekim on Lazera. Now, pumpkins, which you kept around for Zerah. They didn't keep them around from Halloween in the old days. You kept them around for Zerah, right? For pumpkin seeds. Immixul if they were shown, if they got hard before Rosh Hashanah, and Nifsul Me'ochol them, they can no longer be used for people, only for jack-o'-lanterns. Mutzel Lekayim HaMishvis. Mamashin Yonah Diyom, it's almost October, right? So Mutzel Lekayim HaMishvis. You're allowed to leave them around during Shemitah because they're no longer edible. If not, also kind of Shemitah, you're not allowed to leave them around during Shemitah. You might have intended them to be seeds. Too bad. It's my sign. Hat Marshland also has Shemitah. Somehow they have some other components of the plant which is always edible, and that's also during Shemitah regardless. Okay, Lamali Hukshu. If you low Hukshu, once they're no longer edible, what do you care if they're hard or not? Says Mar. Oh, I switched to Gemara. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry. He did it here again. Sorry. Lemeli Hukshu. Why do you have to be hard? A few Hukshu even didn't harden. Same thing. Right? You have that? You have it?
This is Hukshu.
I feel like tsunami. Even though once they become inedible, who cares if they're tough or not? It says more, no, you missed the point. It's the same thing. Becoming hard and tough is the same thing like becoming inedible. And that's to become like zironim, which are not eaten, and therefore they follow the previous year. Ketzer ubodek. How do you check if it's hard or not? Rabbi Yisro Kina Amar Okto. You pierce a hole in it. Imisach, if the hole then becomes healed again, also, that it's still going to be edible. If not, it can't become, the hole doesn't scab over, so then it's considered to be hard and it's mutter. Rabbi Yoina Butzra Omar, Karmulin, which is some inedible grass, which makes some pumpkin-like vegetable. Haran Kerik, it's still a vegetable. Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Yossi Boy, they asked the Shaila, Karmulin Maushu, Chavi, Vemaiser, Zilchai, Vemaiser. Tiny Rakapar, no Karmuli Pturim Mina Meiser. The Chayiv and Shemitah, but they're exempt from Meiser because they are basically inedible. In other words, they're not grown to be eaten. And anything which grows Hefker and is not to primarily eaten, it doesn't have Meisers. Hard that the Tamachal also gluing, that's only once if they haven't yet grown their pumpkin like crop. I mean, most of the gluing, once they grow their pumpkin like crop, Kiera came there like vegetables in the Chayiv and Meiser. Hore Rabbi Yesi Bilio, Rabbi Yesi Paskin in Elin, actually. Oh, not in Elin. Sorry. He said, Be'ilin ale kulkasio. By those leaves of the kulkasio plant. Shoslim was in my mind. They used to use them as cups for water. You can't do that Shemitah. because deer eat these plants. And since they eat these plants, they're machal behema. And anything which is machal behema has kedusha shvius during Shemitah. And if it has kedusha shvius, you can't use it for any other purpose except for eating. You can't use it for salve, you can't use it for ointment, you certainly can't use it as a water cup.
Even though you yourself don't use it.
That's right. As long as animals use it. That's right. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. Umar bitzibofer lovan. Now, even at Shemitah itself, you can water stuff which is growing in fine, literally white dirt, but it means fine dirt, where the water gets absorbed quickly. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says forbidden. You can make the rice paddies muddy during Shemitah. Rabbi Shimon Oimer Avil Ein Mekaskim, but you cannot prune them because that's the Isser of Zmira of Zomer during Shemitah. Okay, let's go to the Gemara. As is Rabbi Shimon Krabonin. You have the Gemara where we are? For he doesn't have the header. He always takes out the headers. I don't know why. Maybe because he goes back to the Mishnah. Ask you the Rabbi Shimon Karabonin. It's the first thing he has.
Okay, so he skips.
Yeah. Ask you the Rabbi Shimon Karabonin. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kishitase. Rabbi Shimon is going like Rabbonin. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is following his line of reasoning. To Tanina Tamon, which he learned in Moy Cotton. It's about Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Moshe L'Samayim Ilon Me'ilon. Elazar ben Yaakov said you can draw the water during Chol HaMoed from tree to tree. Ubevach lo yashkes kol sada kula. What?
It's for you?
As long as you don't water the entire field. Zchoyim shelo shosu lifnei HaMoed liyashkem HaMoed. Seeds which you didn't plant water before Yontif, you shouldn't water them on Yontif. The Chachon Matir Mizeh come and say both of these activities are permitted, like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Mona Amar Lastan. Rabbi Mona learned this whole issue without a machlokas or a mishka. Rabbi Yaim Shem Shmuel said, Bistam Chokim. They're talking about, there is a machlokas. But not, he doesn't use stam the same way. The way we just use the word stam, it means that that there are no tanoim who explicitly mention our Mishnah. Now bistam means the question of what kind of field we're talking about is subject to the machlokas. That's what we're about to talk about. But man, okay, what are we talking about? Imru v'achim, the trees are very far apart. Everybody agrees you can't water the entire field. Imru tzuvin, if they're very close together, everybody agrees you can water the entire field. About the following case, they're planted 10 for Beisah. She said it's a standard shear of saplings. We mentioned that already earlier, right? Right, Blessed Ben Yaakov, Avalomir Kimuvachim. Blessed Ben Yaakov says they're like far apart, and there we have to water each tree individually. Rabbanan Avalomir Tzuvi says they're like close together, and therefore you can water them all at once. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan Omrin, Birvachin Asula Ashkos. If Rabbanan can see where they're far apart, now let's water them. You have to, together, you have to water each one individually. Is that true? Maula Hamshik. Can you make little canals from one to the other? Nailah Fodad Rabbanim in Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Let's learn out. Rabbanim hold this matter for that which Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says. Kemar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omar. Just as Elazar ben Yaakov said, Bimruvachin Osul Ashkos. When they're spread apart, you're not allowed to water them, but you're allowed to make little canals from tree to tree. Can Rabbanim Omar so to the rabbis say, Mutar Lahamshich, you're allowed to draw water from tree to tree, but also lash goes, even though you're not allowed to water the entire field. Lo kein sovrin meimar, be that as it may, don't we see here clearly, where the trees are very far apart, you're not allowed, everybody agrees, you can't water the entire field, you have to water each tree individually, vein offer love on lav kimruvachinu, this case of white dirt, which we had in our Mishnah, is like where there's expansive. I guess because it's a lot of work to water it because the water gets absorbed in the ground. So I guess that's quite the issue. Elakamba moi kamishmis. You know what, says the Gemara? It's the difference between Shemitah and Cholamoid. Mabichvis, Mabin Moid. What's the difference between Shemitah and Cholamoid? Shvis, Ideshim, Muteris, Bemalacha. Shvis is really mutter to do work. Right, you're not doing work. It's not, it doesn't have any inherent kedusha. There, v'tira ben davar shubatar ben davar she'ena batar. In order to keep the trees alive, they allow you to do something, whether it's a lot of work or little work. It doesn't matter. There's an element of Isser Malacha that's Kedushas Yomtev. First of all, they only allowed it to you if your trees are going to die if you don't do it on Yomtev. And they also only remater it if it's not a tremendous tircha. But if it's a big tircha, such as the white dirt where it's very hard to water, or the field is very expansive, it's forbidden as well. That's one answer. Some said, Shemitah, since it's a whole year. So they have to matter you in more cases during Shemitah. So, you know, because what are you going to do? Wait till after Shemitah to water? By then all your trees will be dead. Moira, they should cut her because it's short. Also, so they were more stringent because wait 7 days. Says Moira, that answer is no good. Because if that was the case, the last 7 days of the year of Shemitah, which we're in now, right? The last 7 days of the year. According to this logic, wouldn't it make sense? They should be like, oh, there should be also to water all the last 7 days. We never found such a thing. So therefore, it must be that the first answer is not correct. The second answer is not correct. It was nothing to do with the length, but rather with the tircha. Marbitzim bom ba'afar love and b'shvias. Ashkenaz time, we found a bride said explicitly, Marbitzim ba'afar love and b'shvias, that there's taka dichotomy between Shemitah and Chol HaMoed. That at Shemitah you're allowed to do the white dirt, even though it's a lot of tircha, because at Shemitah didn't ban tircha, but even Rabbi Shimon agrees that in Chol HaMoed you can't do the white dirt, but Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Oser, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Asers, regardless of whether Shemitah or anything else. I would go further, but you have to leave, right?